But first, the federal government has begun preparing its response to Professor Ross Garnaut's draft report on the economic impact of climate change. The report calls for swift action, with emissions trading to be phased in from 2010. But the government faces political battles before then. If Professor Garnaut's findings are adopted by the government, it has to get emissions trading legislation through the Senate, where the Coalition and the Greens have diverging demands. Sarah Everingham reports.
As Professor Garnaut released his draft report, he warned that climate change poses a diabolical policy problem, and he said that without bipartisan support, a strong emissions trading scheme would be compromised. Professor Garnaut called for the scheme to be introduced in 2010 with a two-year transition period. That's in line with the government's timetable, but the opposition's environment spokesman Greg Hunt says the scheme shouldn't be rushed.
Well, we'll review it. We'll look at what the government is saying there.
Professor Garnaut is calling for an emissions trading scheme with broad coverage, including petrol. He's dismissed the opposition's calls for a cut in fuel excise to offset rises in the price of carbon. And that prompted this response from the opposition leader, Brendan Nelson.
I mean, anyone that doesn't think that $1.70 a litre is a price signal is living on a different planet from the one that the rest of us are trying to drive around on at the moment.
Professor Garnaut is recommending 50% of the revenue from the sale of emissions permits be used to compensate low-income households through tax cuts and welfare payments. But the opposition's environment spokesman Greg Hunt believes the Coalition has the better model.
That position, though, is absolutely rock solid. No new net taxes on petrol.
The Greens now share the balance of power in the Senate. And on the question of petrol, the Greens Senator Christine Milne agrees with Professor Garnaut that it should be included in the scheme.
He's also right in saying that if the government fiddles around with the excise, then it undermines the effort, because the whole idea here is to reduce emissions and change people's behaviour. And the government would be much better off to invest the fuel excise money in public transport so that people have a real alternative.
And the Greens want a tougher timetable for the introduction of the emissions trading scheme.
He's given the government a get-out-of-jail-free card by saying that whilst his preferred position is to go to an unrestrained emissions trading system in 2010, you could have a slow start with a very low target. I think that is to help the Rudd government get through the 2010 election rather than address global warming.
But there's a long way to go before any legislation on an emissions trading scheme hits the Senate. And the Climate Change Minister, Senator Penny Wong, will release a discussion paper on possible models for the emissions trading scheme later this month. Speaking on Late Line last night, she wouldn't be drawn on whether petrol would be included in the scheme.
Well, again, that's one of the issues we will be canvassing, that those decisions have not been announced. But I will say this, we are conscious when we look at this issue of what has happened to petrol prices this year.
Professor Garnaut's final report, including Treasury modelling on targets for emissions, is due out in September. The government will release draft legislation in December, with the bill intended to go to Parliament next March.
Sarah Everingham reporting.